Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What?
He's back!
What episode is this?
202. Pag senior citizen na tayo.
Andyan ka na naman.
Which is far away.
Eve's gang, back on the airwaves, back on our bullshit, obviously.
Did you say bullshit? Back on our bullshit? Is that what you said? Stop
Gang's
me now.
All here. We've got the mayor of Draper, Delamar.
Hello.
The mayor of Makati, Monica Francesca. The mayor of Taguig.
Yes.
Jelly Victor, now Makati and Taguig.
Oh no, please fighting. Please do not say that, Drew.
But fighting over some schools and some...
tax money. It's mostly tax money. They're really possible governance.
But we're all friends here, and
are we? Are we still friends, Jude?
We don't know. I don't know. It depends. If I don't show up again for the next few episodes, then you know the answer. As far as I'm concerned, but for now, I'm showing up. Just to see that this place is one big hot mess. That's the way I like it.
Nothing's changed.
But, you know, the hot messes are the kind you want to date.
That's true. It makes your life exciting and fun.
That only happens when you're like 20. 20s, 30s.
Fixer upper, gonna change you.
That hot mess, wag na.
Red flag na yun.
Wala pang flags nun. Hindi.
You remember when Coldplay came out with Fix You and you were like,
oh,
yes,
my gosh,
please fix me. And I was like, please fix yourself before you approach me.
Yeah. Or Jerry Maguire messed it up for a lot of women. You complete me.
Oh my god, diba? Yeah. That did not age well.
Mm-mm.
No. It did not. No.
Renee Zellweger. Don't. And yeah, I love that movie when it came out.
Dude.
Yeah.
And that too. Line was so good when it came out. But now that we think about it, it's like, no, that is so wrong.
Napa-propose ako after noon. Ako yung nagsasabing you complete me. Hindi yung ano. Shit. Tinamaan ako na.
si Jude pala yung totoong chick sa atin eh.
Sa ano yun? Sa Hong Kong yun eh. Grabe. Chinese New Year yata.
Wow. Anyway, oh my gosh. That's so sweet.
I know.
Oh, wait a minute.
So Lunar New Year.
Wait a
sorry,
minute.
More.
Romantic naman.
Look, you acted on your best, diba? The best decision you had at the moment. And yes. Look, you're together.
At the moment, yeah. At that time.
Oh, at that time, it was
I wasn't
right
going
to
run it through the woke crowd many years later.
What inspires the younger generation now to take those big leaps of action and faith, right? Like if that line urged doesn't you to propose it, yeah, in some capacity, I wonder what
whatever they see on TikTok.
Puro dance. Puro sayaw.
You know, whatever.
Travel. That's why kids are traveling now. Like, oh man.
You got to get the flat lay. You got to get the money shot of, I don't know. We haven't seen your Korea vlog yet, Monica.
Oh, yeah.
Monica. This episode is dedicated for Monica's Korean experience.
Oh, my gosh. It was fun. But wait. Before we go on, I need to just thank somebody who sent me some Jungkook goodies. Like, she sent me personalized glasses and what do you call those? What do you call this?
What is that?
For your drinks.
Stamp.
Coasters. Oh.
Coasters.
The coasters. She's drug. She drug.
Boy, wag. Anyway, yeah. Oh, so no, coasters, personalized coasters with Jungkook's face and his abs for his 7 campaign, his song that's out now. And she sent me, she's a listener of our podcast. Man,
hi.
I should not have opened this bottle of wine because I cannot talk properly.
I know.
That hit you very quickly.
This is... Kasi 11 a.m. pa lang eh.
This pero kumain
is
yan, so.
Handwritten. So she hand wrote a note and it looks so beautiful. It looks like a font. And I want to say thank you to Mammy and to Liza of @buntingthing.ph. And this is what they do. This is their business. They customize cute things, whatever you're into. If you're into Pokemon or any other K-pop idol, and they'll make nice glasses with other accessories. So thank you so much. And she says, my friend April introduced the podcast to me, and I'm so grateful that she did. I feel like you are all my friends whenever I listen to you guys, most times while working or driving. The Eve's podcast makes Manila traffic bearable. So yeah, that's from Mammy and Liza.
Hi, Mammy.
So thank you so much.
Shout out.
Who's your
Buting
Mammy?
Thing. Buting mm-hmm. Thing.
Nice name.
You're right.
Buting yeah. Thing. Buting Thing. .ph.
I had to think about how to say that.
No. Well, basta si Coco Martin, think of him when you say that. So.
I almost
Buting
said.
Thing.
Yeah.
Madali lang yan sa kanya.
Okay. So, okay. Yan. So, thank you. Yan lang.
So what?
So what?
So Jude's back.
You. Jude,
that is
back.
The biggest thing. That's yes. The biggest development for this episode.
I was hoping not to make it a big thing, but
come on,
I doubt it.
Come on.
How can you expect that, June? I mean, you've been gone so long. I mean, if we didn't welcome you, if we didn't take out the red carpet, the metaphorical.
Not long enough.
how many episodes did we do without Jude?
Just
three. I don't know.
Three?
But we had so many weeks that we did not have an episode. And people were messaging us, what's wrong with you guys? Well, there's many a lot things. Wrong with us. Many things that we will not share with you. Kasi baka magulantang kayo sa mga kailangan namin gawin sa buhay namin. But we are here to entertain.
Yes.
Are we here to entertain? Are we really?
Ourselves.
Aren't we always?
Ourselves.
Ourselves. I like how honest Jude and Jelly were. Us. Ourselves. That's
but it's nice to have 4 squares on the screen again because my OCness, it was like, what? It's not balanced. Mm-mm. So thanks, Jude.
Ngayon, balance na.
For gracing us with your presence. Yeah.
Kala ko mga... Ano? Mga year-ender na lang ako magpapakita.
Sabi ko, actually, sabi ko, si Jude, ha? Jude has always been known for his French exit, and I think he just did that for the eavesdrop.
Oo nga, no.
Uh-huh.
But buti na lang you came back.
We're happy. Came back. Yeah.
Abangan na lang natin kung ano. Susunod na episode, andito ulit siya. Or this is making him realize na ayoko na talaga.
Oo, sabi niya, talagang totoo. I don't want to be around these girls.
I tried to make it work, guys. Pero ano muna. It's not me. It's you.
It's you. Sabi ni Jude, I did my best, but my best wasn't good enough.
Ano, talagang
Jude.
Mas mabuti pang kayo na lang. Kayo-kayo na lang.
No, we missed your sungit vibe.
Oo nga. Kasi sobra-sobra na yung pagkasungit ko back in my homeland.
Oh, yeah. I could imagine. How is it, by the way, now that you're here?
Let's the listeners know Jude is back in Manila.
About a few months in or, you know.
One month na ba?
Couple of months. Okay. You know, say hello if you see me in Mega Mall because we're there a lot.
I have to go there to see you. Guys, we haven't seen Jude, Jelly and I. We live in the Philippines. Metro Manila.
Tapos gusto ko mon yung he was very near you, pero hindi siya nagsabi he was going there.
He was in Rockwell and he did not message Monica.
Abay, ganito pala sa power plant. Ang ganda ng lighting pa rin.
Pati ng crowd, kahit crowded, hindi doesn't feel crowded.
Yung pala yun, okay. Office, it was a weekday, which is what I prefer.
Yes, I agree.
After hours, and yeah, the power plant still looks pretty good, pretty damn good. Shangri-La, on the other hand, when we first landed there for whatever bank stuff, parang ang dilim, ah. Parang kulang yung ilaw.
Parang parang Terminal 1.
Jude, what about Podium? Have you been to the new Podium?
No, I haven't.
Massive.
Oh, no. It's kind of big, though. I don't know if you'd like it.
It's so big. But
I think I saw it when it was refurbished already. Mm. Oh, I've been there, but not
like around.
Yeah, even during the pandemic, I went to the grocery there. Because there wasn't much of a line, I think, in the early days when there was a long line around, say, whatever grocery. So, yeah. Hindi pa nga. Hindi pa. Ano pa lang, we're caught up in our own, you know, wherever you need to go type of thing. Mm-mm. You know, unexciting stuff, not fit for podcasts.
Oh, okay.
It's like you're jump starting your life, right?
That's
in Manila.
True. Or picking up where you left off. And there was a lot that was...
Left off.
Yeah. That's sumasalubong ng sagad-sagad. So medyo assault to the senses talaga. Mm.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Yeah. And rightfully so, being, you know, away this long, unplanned. Masyadong nasarapan sa bakasyon. So.
Matagal na bakasyon.
You were in first world there. First world vibes eh, di ba?
We do have much more room in this house. But half of it is full of boxes kasi inuwi namin yung Hong Kong dito. So. Nandito.
Crazy. Crazy times.
Welcome back. We're gonna meet up soon enough.
Sana. Without me.
Hindi,
diba you're flying in?
Oh. We're gonna make you fly in.
I'm just putting it out there, you know?
Oo nga. You never know. I could just pop in.
Yay!
Ring the doorbell in Monica's house. Hindi, tatawagan pala siya nung guard. Tatawagan muna siya nung guard eh. Kasi they wanna make sure that I'm not a criminal.
You're an invited guest.
You're not a
guest.
Persona non grata.
Wala pa naman. So, wala pa naman akong ganung status anywhere. Sana. So, what is life lately for everybody?
School is back for me.
Oh my
gosh.
And
for Juliana. Yeah. And for you.
Also for me. Yeah.
School is back.
Yeah, how about you, Jude? School's back for your kids?
See, well, Eve only graduated, one. So...
Yeah, congratulations!
Oh my gosh!
Me graduate ka na, Jude!
Primary na pag-uwi namin. Yeah. Wala pa so yata. Reg pa lang sa UP.
Mm. That's what really brought you back? Is that really the one of the
yeah, we had to go home for that for sure. So
I see.
And then sabay-sabay na yung iba. Other right. affairs that need to be tended.
Hmm.
The least of which was a podcast that it's still running very much so in 2023.
Crazy, right? Amazing.
It's amazing. 2 episodes.
Yeah. Going strong. Yeah. And these are not like flimsy episodes. These are like hearty episodes, 1 hour each.
I know.
You know? Yeah. He's not reacting, guys.
No, it's good.
Look at his expression.
Oh, I know. I know so because I listen to these.
I know he listens to it over and over.
Nandiyan pa rin naman ako. So hindi naman ako mawawala.
Uh-oh.
Malino naman
we
yung
want that
natin.
In writing and signed and sealed and ano, notario.
Okay, no, we notario, have witnesses.
Dapat may ano na, kasulatan na, ganon, ganon, ganon ba?
Kasi bigla kang nawawala ng pagkatagal-tagal. Diba?
Sa,
nakaka-alarm
sa screen lang
na
naman.
Right, right.
Sa mga listeners ng podcast, medyo give us a few minutes to just rub it in and then we'll move on.
Let's move on na, guys.
Okay, no, this is how we punish the people we love. Diba, you know, when this is documented, when you leave your toddler for a long time and you come back, they won't look at you in the eyes.
Oh.
It's because they want to say like, I don't need you. Like I noticed that in all my children. And when I first told my husband about it, he said, no, you're dreaming. And then the Yaya and he experienced it. Like Cooper would not look at them after leaving Cooper for a couple of days. He would not look. It's called something na parang the toddler has survived without you and won't acknowledge that you're there.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Oo, paparusahan ka nila kasi nawala ka ng matagal. So yun ang ginagawa namin kay Jude. Pero instead of ignoring parang him, we're like
bombarding him.
Asa
with
tayo? Asa tayo kay Jude?
Oo, kailangan opposite. Yeah. Never leave someone in doubt of your own ano, feelings for them, di ba? So ang, Jude.
Ang saya sa inyo nga pag kayo-kayo lang eh. Lalo na itong dalawang to, di ba?
I know. Aren't you proud of us? Naka 1 hour kami. Dalawa lang kami, ha?
Kaya na-confused tuloy. Drop it ba to or episode? Parang ang tagal niyang drop it.
Oo. Oh. So, pag long form talaga, napaka mabilis lang, eh. No? Pag drop it, pahirapan pa.
I think so. It's so hard to condense your thoughts, you know?
Ako nga gusto ko ano dalawa lang kami ni Monica, dalawa lang kami ni Jude kasi gusto ko yung mga conversations na talagang
patay
interview.
Tayo
I know.
Actually I want a Jude and Del episode. Yes. I think that would be interesting.
Here we go.
Oh dear God.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know what's that gonna sound like.
Sige, absent tayo ha, Jels.
Sige. No, pero let's say yes first to a recording.
Mm.
Tapos not show up. Pero ano, start the Zoom pa rin, Mon.
Mabilis na Zoom yan.
And then just not show up.
Oh, Del, wala yung dalawa. I'll see you next time.
Okay, see you. See you, okay? Have a great weekend.
Sige, minum ka na dyan.
Kasi ganun ako, sabi ko, ano kaya kukornerin ko yung mga, kukornerin ko si Jelly. Actually, sa totoo lang, gusto ko ng heart-to-heart with Jelly. Tapos heart-to-heart with Monica. Tapos heart-to-heart with Jude.
Yeah. Let's do it.
And all manner of combinations, you know. You can have Jude and Jelly, Jude and Fran.
Jude like and throwback. Fran.
Yeah. We want that.
We want that.
Show. At the right.
Oh, yun na yung The Ride. Naalala nyo pa yun, guys?
Hoy! May mga songs na ako on my list, okay?
Hala.
Gosh.
Hala. Mm-hmm. Hala, may patutsada na si Jude.
Hanggang ano lang tayo.
Jude and Jelly, what kind of episode would that be?
Oo nga.
I'd be too scared.
Did you ever you board together? You did, right?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. We did.
You had a show together, didn't you?
Yeah. We did. We
June
did.
And Jelly, yeah.
Kaya nga, maganang loob ko kay Jelly dati.
I was like, kasi tumaas ng konti yung pili ko, magaang ang loob ko kay,
Ay, takot ko dun really? Sa ano na yun. Oh my God, I'd come in. Alala ko yun, lagi ako nagsiselos kasi bakit lahat ng girls sobrang close kay Jude? Ano kailangan para maging ganun ako ka-close?
I remember feeling that way.
But
kalala.
I was thinking, Del, it was because you were already gone by the time that he settles in. Because you leave the show right away. It's not like you hang out.
No, because I avoid him.
Lumabas yung totoo. Because unlike all the other girls, Del, in your case, your 1 hour before was already part of your show. So you didn't have to stay on. All the other girls, we had to come in, ideally, an hour before to prepare for the show. So we got to hang out.
Right. Kasi ako ang last kong naka-board si Jude was... My gosh, 90s pa yata. when I would fill in for the newscaster who couldn't make it. Like if the newscaster had to go in the morning, ako yung parang pinch hitter eh. Throw me around. I'm very limber. Tapos I used to do the news for Jude. Tapos tamang-tama, I remember, what was it? You had a show that you had to do and I had to finish it. Anyway. Sa ko, ang taray naman itong DJ na to. Lahat ba ng DJ ng RX matataray? The answer was yes. Mataray po talaga sila lahat. They will subject you to this period of initiation where they don't really acknowledge your presence. And it's like you have to prove to them that you're good enough. And then they will start a conversation if you ever were good enough, if you ever meet their standards. Ikaw.
Sino
ikaw
yung kumag na yun?
Marami kayo. Tatlo kayo na alala ko. So I had to like, kind of prepare myself for each and every DJ. Si Jude talaga na ako. Si Jude. Tapos gabi pa naman yun. Ayoko pa naman nagtatrabaho ng gabi. Hanggang 6 lang po ako. I'm only lively until 6. Kayran. Pero wala. Eh, syempre, pag nandyan si Jude, ako, shucks. Kailangan talaga. You're on your A game.
Basta ako, magaan ang loob ko sa inyong tanan. Kaya...
Not true!
That's why we're all working together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yes, that's true. Yes. I'll back it up, Del. Back up.
Eh, kung buwisit talaga ako, di ba?
I know.
It's true. Yes.
Dun ko lang na-realize na akala ko galit siya sa akin. Tapos nakita ko mas galit siya sa iba. Ayun pala yung talagang galit siya.
Grabe naman yung picture na pinipaint nyo. Walang katotohanan yan. May kasamang ano yan.
May bahay na kasinungalingan.
Sandali. The three of us are saying the exact same thing with no, we didn't compare notes.
Hindi ko kayo friends. Kung ganun. Ayoko na.
Back it up.
Sabihin ni Jude, this is why I didn't want to be in the episodes.
Jude. It's like, he just had like this resting bitch face that everybody thought he was mean, but he really wasn't.
He really was.
It was like this. He's like an onion. You gotta peel out the layers.
I know. That's what I was told talaga. Sabi nila, mabait naman sila. You just have to, stay for the initiation.
At least you found out for yourselves. Walang nang mahirap yung nangunguna. Ay, si ganyan yan eh. Ganun.
Actually, pero, that's what I learned.
That's an office setting, I guess. Or
that's true.
Something that we haven't seen the inside of for...
My gosh, how long? Forever. I have not gone to an office since 2016. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. This week, like I said, back to school, right? So the first week of school for David was like, puro half day. And like from 8 to 11:45, and I didn't want to drive back and forth, you know, to from Makati to his school and then back. Sayang yung gas, diba? Sayang, especially if I get hit in traffic or whatever. So I stayed in the area with the moms, with my fellow mommies, right? His classmates' moms, and so the first day we had brunch and coffee, which is great. And then the second day, I go in the car and Ellie, my driver, he said, "Mom, I know, may meeting ka na naman with the moms today." So I go, "Oh, may meeting." So that's my office. We're meeting with the moms. Yeah. So
I have a middle schooler now.
Wow.
So Cooper is in middle school. It's quite an experience to enter the middle school. And then I see the facilities that he gets to enjoy. And I'm like, I kept telling him, I said, "Cooper, you have to be grateful that you are here. This is amazing." I mean, it's really crazy. It's
when you say middle school, this is junior high, right? Like the seventh grade?
Yeah, junior high. Yeah. Six, seven, eight. Yes. So this is 6, 7, 8. But in the U.S., what I gather from most parents is this is middle school is what they're most afraid of. This is when these kids turn mean.
That's when they become teenagers.
But high schoolers are nicer. In middle school, it's like parang Lord of the Flies. No, parang they're more like parang they just together they're so happy to be not kids anymore. So they assert themselves more, and sometimes in cruel ways. So I have friends they pulled out their kids. Their kids only go one or two periods. Kasi here in the U.S., you can decide to hybrid. Parang some parts you'll send your kid to school, and then homeschool the other other subjects. You can do that.
Oh wow!
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing. Like the kind of freedom you have. But anyway, so I saw his campus, and it's like it's huge. Mm-hmm, the lockers are beautiful. I mean, alala ko mga lockers sa school natin. Parang may kalawang.
Iaanat mo para malock.
Yon, kailangan mo i-lift para masarap mo, di ba? Pero ito, I was really amazed. And sabi ko, "Baby, this is amazing. You take advantage of what you have." Tapos sabi ko, "Ay, kailangan kong iuwi tong anak ko. Para makita niya ako ano yung..."
No, for real. How,
in comparison, yeah.
In comparison. And it's like, maybe it's good for them to remember. Kasi wala na talaga silang. They don't remember much about the Philippines.
Uwi na yan. Uwi na yan.
Uwi na yan.
Yeah, I think that's what obviously traveling gives you, that perspective. You know, even my own daughter. I'm like, "You need to come back because you don't know how..." there's pros and cons there, you know, with Jade, but especially the young ones, you can see how good you have it there, but also you can work for it, right? You shouldn't be sheltered or spoiled. Coming back from our travel, like I said, Terminal 1 is so dark, Nino. That's where all the international flights come in now.
And mga pundido yung mga ilaw.
Pundido ilaw. And okay, I say this now because this week in Manila, we have the games, right? The FIBA games.
Yeah, the FIBA.
Yeah.
There's NBA stars here, okay, who flew in. And other players from different countries who flew in and probably all landed in Terminal 1.
In Terminal 1, yeah.
And it's so pangit. It's like, parang I'm like, "Oh my God, I feel like I know this is my country. I landed here. I feel like somebody's out there to scam me already." Country ko to, diba? But imagine for foreigners. So I'm like, "Oh my God. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, talaga." So that was what's on my mind as these life games are underway this weekend.
I know,
tapos
right?
Na ba, Jude?
No,
not yet.
No, right?
World, it's still World Cup. It's the World Cup. It's Manila and Okinawa. I don't know where in Indonesia though. Jakarta?
Oh, really?
Not just here, but in the region.
Okay. So anyway, so that's the thing. I'm like, oh my gosh, we just look so kawawa.
Tyler watched it. He's there.
Inayos na yun. Ano nandun siya dito? Filipina Arena?
Araneta?
Kaya umuwi yun.
Ano siya? Araneta, Mall of Asia, and Philippine Arena. That's where the games are.
So what he watched was in Araneta, he said. And so he was like, oh, so he... Yeah, so he's there right now, inhaling everything Philippines. Okay.
Don't worry, you'll come back and do that also.
Sabi ko nga no more morbid and no reasons for going home.
Yes, exactly.
happy times.
okay, so Korea was amazing.
Hot. Did you see your Jungkook?
No. Your Jungkook-y or anyone that looks just like your Jungkook-y?
No, I didn't see ya. You know why? Because it was just too hot to walk around. Okay, here's the thing. You watch K-dramas, there's never a K-drama that is set in summer because it's so hot.
Like, how hot?
Every K-drama you watch.
Is it warmer there than here?
No, it's the same. But I'm just saying, when you watch a K-drama, they're always in nice clothes and jackets layering, and sweaters and layering and the winds in their hair. Grabe! Init. Oh, mahirap, it's like Manila.
Oh, mahirap mag-shoot ng mainit tapos may mainit. Ulan. Kasi monsoon din eh.
That's right.
Korea, Japan, even Hong Kong. So
So as much as, I mean, we loved, I mean, it's a walkable city, you know, and there's trains, which is great. Everything. But after a while, sabi ko, alam mo, taxi, let's just cab it.
Nag-cab kayo?
May Uber sila eh. They had Uber. I said, Sir Al, Uber na lang tayo kasi mainit. We had to pick places. We went to the museums, of course. So it's aircon. We chose to go later on out in the afternoon towards evening, which is great too because it was pretty lively, the street markets and stuff. So we should have just gone to the beach, but our beaches here are like so amazing. So why would I travel to go to a different beach?
That's right.
They have direct flights to Boracay from there.
Yeah. So. To Boracay or to Cebu?
And Cebu and wherever there's a beach, there's a flight from.
Oh, for real?
From points in kala South ko Korea.
Hindi,
meron na. Katiklan yata yung nakita ko.
Wild. Kasi may international airport ng Katiklan eh.
Oh.
Okay, makes sense.
Skip Terminal 1 altogether, Monica. So. Smell the salt air.
Grabe. But yeah, anyway, it was I love the style, the fashion sense of everybody there. They just look good effortlessly. Crocs are a huge thing, apparently. I saw a lot of Crocs.
So our kids are trendy.
Huh?
Our kids are trendy because our kids are all in Crocs.
They're all in Crocs. The cops
dito rin naman naka-Crocs ah.
Oh,
tsaka friends. Hoodie, pero ang dudumi ng... Come on, if you're gonna... Dinisin nyo naman, guys. Or yung medyas nyo, ano naman?
Napapansin ni Jude.
Alam ko, slouchy look, pero... Clean your damn socks and your Crocs or your slides, whether it's Yeezy or...
Ew, it's
anyway, go on, carry
ew,
on.
Gross.
Na-trigger lang ako bigla.
My biggest takeaway. So the cops look great because they've got like their uniform and they look all fit. And even the girl cops, I saw a girl cop. She looked great.
Tell me more.
You know, they're not all great looking, but they're good. I mean, there's a lot of tall Koreans. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm noticing with the celebs.
They're well built.
So.
They're well built. Oh my God. Ang daming mga, kasi it's summer. So the guys who I guess go to the gym, lahat sila naka sando. And their muscles. I was like, whoa.
And then?
Yeah.
Mas nag-react si Al sa mga muscles.
Yes. I did think of you two girls because I went on Klook, the app. And you know, you can get tickets from there and whatever. And there was a ticket for a wild show or something. And they were yes. And no men are allowed. It's just face. Women.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So when we go to Korea, we got to watch this show. Just guapo sila, ha?
It's a good looking
with abs.
Kasi it's alam yes mo, the only that. Gusto ko talaga si Hyun Bin eh. Talagang he does it for me.
Parang ganun, but with abs. So I'm like, wow, more abs. I mean, they're muscular and nice built, you know? Mm. Yeah, I mean, I don't like the super, like, kind of Dave Bautista, or, like those huge guys. I like the nice, slim, and ooh, sexy. Anyway. Yes. Anyway, we'll go there. So
what about
like,
the coloring? What about the coloring of the skin? And about reddish, yellow? And
of
about
the guys in the show?
Of the guys. Uh-oh.
In the show, they look like nice and tan, you know, just to show off the definition. But outside in the real world, that's
they're
all
yellow.
Korean. Fresh. They just look fresh, okay? That's all I can say. Fresh. Okay. I know, sir.
Question. Kasi naalala ko when we went, I didn't see an overweight person. I, no exaggeration.
Ah, yeah.
There was no overweight. Everyone was slim and fit.
So, one, when they serve you, they bet on carbs. Rice is a thing, but carbs is secondary. They have a lot of protein, like their meat and the chicken and the whatever, and then the sides.
Lettuce.
The side
which could
dishes.
Be fermented vegetables or the lettuce banchan. And stuff like that.
Banchan.
Oh, yung mga banchan. Mm. Yung mga siguro the carb is like the fish cake and whatever, pero really, the rice is secondary. And then, they really do walk. And God, that's why I got mad at Al. We had to walk like, you know this museum? There's just like a short hill that you gotta walk up. Don't make me walk up a hill. Though, admittedly, the museum was beautiful when we got there. It was just, they do a lot of walking, obviously. It's a walkable city and lots of stairs. So that's why they're so fit.
Fit. Oh, my God.
So anyway. Yeah. But I love the style. Oh, my God. The shopping. Oh, my God. I don't like shopping a lot. I mean, not really. I like shopping when it's like special, like I can only get it in that country. You know, I'm not one to go to like a Bloomingdale's and blah, 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 whatever. No, it's like specific Korean fashion. Jeon lang. You can only buy it in Korea or on Shopee or Lazada. But, you know, it's there. So it was so nice. I really had a good time. Plus the food was great.
The food is great.
Even the food court food is pretty good.
Oh, the food court food, the street food though, medj mahal, but all right, touristy.
Tourist kasi.
Okay lang. Yeah. Yeah.
Try it once and then maghanap ka ng meron naman sa ibang mas mura. Anyway, Del, you were saying you when you were there.
You didn't see any.
I wasn't really into like Korean food. Like I had it in the Philippines in Manila, but then I wasn't really into it. Pagdating ko ng Korea, parang it was all I wanted to eat. It was like, this is so good. And now you understand why they're like that. It's not just yummy, it's healthy.
Yeah,
it's
fresh.
They kind of, it's fresh. That's it. It's fresh.
Yeah. And the fruit was so sweet. Like, wow, set up. Hi.
Okay. Babalik,
oh my gosh. Babalik, pero not in August.
Yeah.
Oh, fall kailangan. You have to go there in the fall or spring.
Unless I'm prepared. Okay na. I mean, shorts.
Like, you know what
to
expect.
Sando. And I know what to expect. Kasi cheap naman yung ticket eh. Okay lang. I mean, I wouldn't mind. I mean, if you want to travel, it's okay. I mean, I'm just being dramatic about it. It was actually okay.
We all knew that. You were being dramatic.
Hindi na sanay si Doña Monica.
For your benefit, Jiracha.
The Doña needs 20 degrees temperature.
The trains were cold. I was like, shoot, okay. Let's stay in the trains kasi lamig. At walang amoy. Okay, walang amoy.
Yun ang importante.
Explain.
No, I'm not gonna explain. Basta fresh. Fresh sila. Anyway, it was a nice experience.
I think it's the experience in the train systems of other countries that makes us feel like, bakit hindi natin ma-replicate yun dito sa Pinas? Diba? Like, all these other countries, you'll get by just taking public transportation and they're really good. Everything is connected. Like, why can't we have this in the Philippines?
I really thought about that.
Traffic now is a sign of a booming economy. Don't use that as an excuse to not provide trains. Because
Well, cause if that's the case, then we've been booming for quite some time.
I'm weird in my music. Yeah, but
we've been booming.
I also saw that when we were able to take, I mean, also same in Japan, but you know, from your hotel to the airport with your luggage in tow.
Yeah.
You can take the train.
Well, what? How'd you get to your hotel? Via
tren.
Bus, train, AirX?
Yes, AirX. But we didn't do the
93.1. Oh, you took the
because then we went to Hongdae.
He
just wanted to do that, Jude.
Eric.
Medyo mahina.
Ano yan?
Kasi may wine eh. May wine na siya.
It's our internet connection.
Ano yan? Eric's.
Eric's.
Hindi, wala na rin kasi sa system ni Monica.
Oh, pwede din. It's so long, it's guys.
But you take the bus, though. Did you take the bus around?
Also, no. We just did the train.
Mas mahalang bus, eh.
Mas mahal.
Doble ng train nila. But the bus system is fairly new. That's why yun yung ginagaya nung EDSA Carousel. Kasi the buses, parang nagka-counterflow doon. And they just set that up fairly recently because it was the above ground, there wasn't much of it. Especially the buses. So they had to find a way to integrate a bus system there. The blue buses, the may mga numbers yan eh, diba?
It looks pretty cool to me. I thought, you know, everything ran quite nicely.
So, on SCED and
So wait a minute. If you were to compare the Korea in K-dramas with the Korea you encountered in real life, IRL, does it
Malamig lang yung sa K-drama.
That's the only difference.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, the people were quite nice. So we went to that famous market, the Gwangjang Market, I think it's called.
You ate inside, no?
With all the aunties, yeah. We ate there. We ate at that.
With all the ajumas.
The ajumas. We ate at the noodle place that was featured in the Netflix special of street food, like Street Food Korea. And then there was a woman that they featured who, you know, set up a fresh noodle, knife cut noodle shop. And we met the son.
Oh, wow.
And it was quite nice. I mean, and me, I didn't know because I didn't watch the episode. And sabi ni Al, this is the one on Netflix. I go, what do you mean? And then there's a little banner with her. And then I heard somebody after he was eating, he said, oh, say thank you to your mom. Ganon. Sabi ko, why? So, syempre, ginugol ko while I was eating the noodles. Ay, oh my God, that's the son. So, it was very nice. It was cool.
Happened into it. You didn't seek it out.
I did not seek it out. Nice. We just wanted to do the market because we knew it was a night market for the food. We left David nga at the hotel and Al and I had our little adventure. And we saw people like sitting there, mabilis yung turnover niya. And I'm like, oh, this is a busy spot. Try natin mamaya. Because it was like, have you ever seen Spirited Away, the movie?
No, I have not.
Oh my God, Del, you have to watch it with your children. But there's a scene where they go into this ghost land spirit area and there's food. There's so much food. So the market looked like that. Piles of food different kinds. So it looked like that. And I was like, wow, where am I? I'm transported into this magical space.
Wait, did you shop?
Clothes?
Whatever, did you shop?
I shopped clothes because they have fun clothes. I shopped because of Colleen. She told me to get some like lip tints. So I went to Olive Young. Thank you very much, Jude Rocha, for that recommendation.
I remember that.
Went to Olive Young because there were so many and apparently they were on sale. So
a good time.
Daming tao.
Nakapuno ka ng basket.
Oh!
Did you get skincare? The famous K skincare
mask, and but these lip tints I got like because of Colleen. She sent me a link. She's like, "Oh, buy these lip tints." So first, I was shy, right? Because I was trying to find this brand, right? But then it's really labeled Korean brand, and then the display. It's like there's Sephora. But then I saw a lot of people, girls and guys, showing the attendants, like, oh, I'm looking for this. So they were showing them Instagram screenshots and TikTok screenshots, just like what I had on my phone.
Okay. Oh my gosh. So it's perfectly normal.
It was perfectly normal. Na, and sanay na sila. Ah, yes, yes. Okay, here, it's here. And then they helped them find the actual color. Okay. I was like, ah, wow. So they really know to expect that.
Galing.
I was like, oh my God, this Korea is booming because of the culture.
Which one did you go? The big one?
Well, there was one in Hongdae, the one near our
Airbnb
area. So, but marami, there was a lot everywhere.
So, para siyang Watsons.
And then we went to an aquarium in Coex Mall. The malls are humongous. Huge. Anyway. Oh, David did a batting cage.
Nice.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Really?
In a mall. That's in a mall?
No. It was outside. We traveled to it. We went to like this neighborhood. And it was, nobody manned it. There were CCTVs everywhere. And you just either put your credit card in or you put cash in. And 20 balls.
Yeah.
And then I met this nice guy. This nice guy who says he just comes from after office. He hits the 20 balls as hard as he can. And then that's it. I was like, oh, this is just... I was like, wow.
Naglalabas ng stress.
Yeah.
Bus ko to. Pow!
Ganon. So it was nice.
Shut up.
Yeah, let's all do that.
The things we don't have here.
Which one, Jude? Go to Korea? And, do the batting? Yeah,
everything.
Which one? Everything.
Go crazy on all of young. Upo lang ako. Upo lang ako dun sa upuan ng mga...
Or if you want the branded stuff, they have duty free. Diba? Ang laki ng discount, tax free.
Oh, yes.
All the major brands. Yeah.
They'll give you a special after. Receipt. Yeah.
Yeah,
that you can file. And then, so I went to a hoity-toity mall. It smelled so wonderful. The mall that has LV, Gucci, Chanel, whatever. Mm-hmm. And that is where I saw the guys in their black suits. I mean, they were just working there. But ang guapo-guapo nila because of what they were wearing. Slim, slender, black tall. Suit, head to toe. Ma'am, hi.
Kumakanta rin.
I wish. Hindi. I was like, are you guys going to bust into song and dance? But they look so good. But I was very, very intimidated. I don't get intimidated like a lot. But when it's like that, because I know I can't afford it. Hindi ako pumasok. So I'll just look at you guys.
Did anybody mistake you for a local, though?
Yes. Did they
try to talk to you in Korean?
Tapos kasama mo pa si Sir Al na blonde.
Oo nga. Blonde siya ngayon.
I'm so sorry.
So cute.
Almost all. If I'm the first one who enters the door, like...
Ah, talaga.
And then what do you say when they start talking to you in Korean? What do you say?
I said, I'm sorry, I don't speak Korean.
Bienne, ganon. Bienne.
Ane.
I should have learned a phrase, you know, but it would have confused them more.
Oh nga, you're saying you don't speak the language, but you're saying it in Korean.
Hindi, baka iniisip nila, Monica's a Korean who grew up in the US and doesn't speak Korean anymore. Mga ganon.
Maybe. But
that is so funny.
Lots of stores that you don't have to interact with anybody, kind of like in Japan. The automated, you can just order and then it just comes out. Ayun.
Do they have those, parang here, kasi they're in the US, they're doing the, you just put your credit card and then you walk in and you get whatever you want. And then walk out, cute na no, diba? It's kind of a novel.
Al, I think, almost experienced it, but he didn't have time to kind of, I don't know, figure it out or
something. Self-checkout? Or 7-Eleven yata may ganun, may isang may nakita akong ganun.
Wala nang tao eh.
Unmanned.
Well, just like that batting cage, unmanned talaga. They just had full-on CCTVs. So it was cool. It was just... It was nice. It was very nice. And the museum that we went to and the exhibit was great. I think that's what I want to do when I travel. I have to go to some kind of cultural thing.
Nice.
Aww. Like that Wild Wild Men show. Ganon, cultural din naman
cultural
yun,
yun? Oh, parang yung sa Bangkok. Did sa Bangkok, maraming cultural.
Ayoko ganon.
Ayoko din yung sa Bangkok. Sa Patpong.
My God.
You know, no, Patpong. No, no.
I was gonna say a story. Never mind. Okay.
Immersion. Not immersion.
It's not for immersion. Public consumption.
Anyway.
Okay. Well, well, well. A well-traveled Monica.
Baka naman may nakikinig dyan na ano ba? Travel. Yung Korean Embassy. Padala nyo kami.
I know. Korean Embassy. The Japanese Embassy.
Saka yung future wife ni... Sino ba yung future wife? Whose future wife are you, Jelly?
Kim Sun Ho.
Kim Sun Ho.
Kim Sun Ho.
Yung Korean Cultural Affairs Office. Yon. Yan.
Eh, di ba may in ka dyan, Jels? Di ba you go there
pala.
I just took classes. Tapos okay second lang. Round, hindi na nila ako tinanggap. No, dapat for the Korean cuisine, I could have taken another set of classes because my group won the first time. So you form groups in the cuisine classes and then you're scored, you're given points, and then whoever accumulates the most points gets a certificate at the end of the term wherein immediately you get a slot for the next round of classes. But because of my schedule, wala, nasayang. Hindi na nila ako tinanggap with ano, language.
Oh, sayang.
Yeah, so I'm paying for the ones that I'm doing now, but it's not as easy as other
what
languages,
are you
I think. For the classes.
Courses?
Yeah, the courses. Because I really just want to, you know, get to a level wherein I'm conversational. Yeah. And I'm no longer translating from English to Korean. You know, just get to that point. Medyo nahihirapan tayong umabot doon.
But that's really hard.
Yeah.
When you're learning a language, it's that first step where you do away with all of the things you learned in the modules, and then you actually start to say the words that you want to say, not the phrases you learned from the book.
And you're not around it too. So.
Yeah. That means you have to go.
You have to go. Yeah.
Go.
And it doesn't even help. Even if you're watching a lot of K-dramas, it's still not the same. Because, syempre, K-dramas conversational, but what you're learning is very grammatically
proper.
Correct.
Yes,
so talaga, hold on. Like, I didn't have as hard as a time that I'm having now when I was taking up French when I was younger. But I guess it's because I was younger.
Did you forget
my
that?
My brain is not as much of a sponge as it used to be. So
I know. But you know, Jelly, learning the language, learning any language, actually makes your brain younger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I'm doing it.
It's forced to make connections between your synapses that wasn't there before. Mm-hmm. And so the thing to make your brain strong is to stress it a little. It's the same thing for your muscles, right? You gotta stress it a little.
I'm banking on the neuroplasticity of my brain. Medyo nahihirapan lang siya.
Talaga yan. Those are the magic phrases of our time. Your neuroplasticity, epigenetics, these are the things that tell your brain, you have to take care of your brain, even into old age, by stressing it. How do you stress it?
All the learning more something into new. The old age. Aww. Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like when you say old age?
Hindi. Okay, was na ako ng tingin eh.
Somebody's defensive because their birthday's coming up.
I know, because I'm reaching the big 5-0. Oh my gosh.
Wait, are you having a little, crisis? Because every time it's your birthday, you feel this?
But usually I do it like 3 years before. I have my... You know, the funny thing is, I had to face this as I really thought my 50th birthday party would be big and I would have so many friends and family it would be just this thing where I guess I had expected it would be great. It'd be awesome. And then
The reality is, I'm not going to have a party. It's not a party. I'm going to New York with my husband to watch Funny Girl, but it's not what I thought it would be. To be honest, I thought I would be on an island in the Philippines with all of my closest friends and family. And I would fly them in and we would have this great party, great dinner. Hindi pala yon, guys.
Not yet.
Delayed not lang yet, ng ano. Delayed lang maybe a year daw.
I think delayed the physical party, but I think Del, the bottom line of that sentiment, like that you have friends and you have family who love you, that part is 100% real. That is what you have right now. Yeah. Turning 50.
Right?
I mean, sinabi ko eh. Sorry. But that whole thought of having friends and family, this is what you cultivated in the years prior, and you have it now. We're just not all in one setting
yet. In one
yet.
Place.
Yeah. Aww. But we're out there, and you feel it, right? You feel it, right?
Yeah.
You feel the love.
I love you, right?
Naman. And then I was thinking, okay, I'm going to visualize what I want.
Yeah.
And where there will be a time when I could have the people closest to me whom I, you know, I just want wine and dinner. That's all I want. This one night where we could just party like we used to and, you know, say the things you want to say because we're drunk. You know, those moments. It's just like, oh, nakakatuwa. That's what I wanted for my 50th. But I'm still going to have a great time nevertheless.
Yes. Yeah.
Because, diba? And just enjoy it for what it is. And it's not bad. Yeah. It's just that you had expected something else.
Okay, lang, you're gonna be 50. You're gonna be 50 for a whole year. So we got a whole year.
Was that a death sentence?
No, I'm just saying we have a whole year to make that happen.
I know. To manifest this thing.
Para siyang seasons lang ng episodes natin, Del. The 50th caps off the previous season. So you celebrate 51st.
That's right, 51st.
Because that's the whole new decade that you're in. Yun yun. Ang dami nating excuses.
Daming excuses. Hindi lang. No, but I realize that the true gift from this upcoming 50th, which is like a milestone when you think about it. You're half a century, right?
Yeah.
I realize that I think I had a breakthrough the past couple of weeks, like maybe the last month. I'm not going to get into the details of it, but the breakthrough is that I think for 4 years since 2016, I was looking at the things I had lost. Like I lost this person, blah 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 blah, and another loss kasi happened in my life, not through death, not through death, but there's a parting, and I was going to cry myself again, and I realized, wait a minute, no, I think I finally got it, and the breakthrough was that the universe is actually telling me we're cutting off things so you don't look back. No more looking back. Enough of that. Now is the time to look where your feet are planted and look forward. Because for everything you think you have lost, there is something new in front of you that you're not seeing. And I was like, oh my God, did I not see that? But somehow, right before my birthday, I'm seeing it. And I'm thinking, OMG, this is the breakthrough of my 50th. Like, yeah, tapos na yon. Now look forward. No more looking back. The things that you thought was there, they're not there anymore because you're not supposed to look back. You're supposed to look forward. And I'm like, I get it now, universe. Sorry pa, medyo slow lang si Del. Pero I get there anyways. Yeah. And now that I'm here, I feel like, all right, let's get it on. Done with that. And I have these people around me who are just incredible. You guys are part of it. You know that already. But now it's like, okay, so what's the next chapter? what's going to happen in the next chapter? And that's the break. So you said, okay, early birthday gift. So I'm in as much as I'm like, I wish there was a dinner where all of my friends were there. No, but you got to be thankful that you're here and that you finally get it.
Yeah.
Cheers to that then. Cheers to that, Delamar.
Cheers to that. Cheers.
Makiki toast, pero ibang klaseng drink.
Iced coffee mo, Jude.
Oo nga.
Ubus na.
Oo nga, Jude. You had iced coffee. Yeah. I saw that.
Ubus na kasi we've been here for like, what, 3 hours?
To celebrate Jude's return, it had to be a three-hour thing. Yeah. We missed you, Jude, so much.
We did. We really did. And please come back next week, okay?
Okay.
Right.
May EDR.
Yeah. Tuloy-tuloy na to, guys.
Right.
And then, wait. Somebody's going to be in New York. So, maybe. Tingnan natin.
Oh, nice. So,
next recording session, please be here, Jude Rocha.
But you can still be here. You can still do the episode.
Pwede din.
With you? In New York?
She's on that busy solo birthday trip with your husband.
She busy.
Parang single kami after such a long time.
So who's gonna take care of the kids while you guys are away?
I don't really care. Is it just out of my hands?
Yeah, they're old enough.
my in-laws kaya na yan. So it's going to be fun. It's Leah Michelle's last performance on stage for Funny Girl.
Oh, okay. This is Babs's Funny Girl.
Yes.
Yeah. And everyone was just saying, you know, they had another actress take the lead of Fanny Bryce, but somehow it didn't get traction at all.
And not Seth Rogen's. What's his name? Sister. Siano. Oh my God. Jonah Hill's sister.
I like her, by the way. But when she stepped into the role, everyone was saying, yeah, she was born for this role.
Yeah. Even in Glee palang, diba?
Yeah. She's like that. She's really like that, diba?
So have fun. Have fun in New York.
By the way, one of my favorite songs is from that musical, The Nearness of You. So
nice. Yes.
He's too young. He's too young for that.
Baka naman may lines ka dyan from the
para we end this episode with that, Del.
Grabe naman yung pressure nyo.
Huwag naman ganun.
Kunyari nasa hindi Broadway. Off-Broadway play na.
Me. Wag, I'm a little drunk. I'm a little tipsy.
Exactly.
Perfect.
I know.
We're taking advantage.
Wag, kaniya ako. Kasi kailangan perfect sa wag. Pilitin niyo ako.
Go do it, Del. Come on. Sige na.
Ay, nahiya naman ako. Ano ba? Kinikilig ako mag-isa dito, diba? Wag na. Kasi hindi ready ang boses ko. Kakasigaw sa mga anak ko.
Yun na yung warm-up, Del. Yun na.
Sige. Wag. But I will, if you guys do an episode, baka tumawag ako. Just for, manggugulo lang ng ilang minutes. But yeah. So next week, we got Jude. Jude, balik ka ha next week.
Next week? Yeah.
Please.
Of course.
Tingnan natin.
Ayan na, nakabuelo na. Ano na yan? Yun.
Yes. Is it set in stone?
Walang
tinatapos. He doesn't want to commit. Okay na yan.
Mag-eavesdrop radio pa tayo. Hindi na...
That's right.
Hindi na tuloy. So, meron yan, it's guys. Abangan nyo.
It's coming
back. Meron pa
back.
Po nun.
Oo, meron pa po. Kasi... makikinig kayo ng FM radio sa Metro Manila. Wala na pong DJ. Nandito na lahat sa
So, nagulat si Jude. Wala
nagulat
na DJ.
Nagulat ako doon. It was a sobering realization of how times have changed post-pandemic. Right? And sadly, you know, it's radio will always be close to our hearts, speaking for all of us.
Yeah.
And to be able to just access it and hear, at least on FM, that, the vibrancy of and the immediacy of tuning in is not the same as it was anymore. So, and for how long, we don't know. No. Right? Kaya sa AM na ako nakikinig ngayon. Basta lang may DJ na maingay.
But let it be known. But let it be known that Jude Rocha is back in Metro Manila. So
yes, please. Jude sightings. Know. We're looking forward to it.
No, I'm saying in terms of radio, if you want to boost up your listenership. Jude Rocha music knows choice. What to do. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
All I'm saying is Eve's gang takes a no. Precedence over everything.
Thank you. I like that one. Yeah. I like that
so
one.
So again, EDR comes back next week. Jude says so. And we will comply.
When we're all together.
No, when we're all together. So that means you're not in New York. So when we're all together, that's when EDR comes back. But so,
another we'll episode last.
Before you leave, siguro. Kayo, it's up to you. The sked. But, you know, podcast is still going on. Whether we take a 2-week break or an extended one. With one of the hosts. Kasi you find your level. Eh. So at least, it's fun to listen to all you guys just by yourselves. As it was intended.
Mm-mm. Itong as it was, balik ng balik ha. Very Harry Styles. As it was.
Ayan, ako ba magtatapos? Meron pa ba tayong dalagdag?
Yes.
No.
Yes,
po.
You have to end it.
Yes, okay. Sir.
All right. Well, thanks for always listening to the podcast. Available at all times, at your own time of choosing. So if you feel bored at any time of the day or night, then you can just get on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts, which is, if you ask me, the way to listen to the Eavesdrop, because we sound so much better on the podcast platform on Apple. It's just my thing. That's what we work hard for. And that's the Eve's Gang experience in full.
Knox, I love it.
Until our next get together, for Delamar, for Monica Francesca, for Jelly Victor, aka Cat Lady, this is Jude Rocha. Episode 202 in the bag. And we'll see you next time.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Binigil ako sarili ko dun, Jude. I was gonna say, yep, stroking my pussy right now.
Ayan.
I was like, I was not going to ruin your wonderful end to the show. But that's exactly what I'm doing. She's right here.
Okay. Nasa extra yan, Jelly.
Okay, kasama yan. Isasama natin yan. Sayang eh. Oh, clickbait.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.